4. Molly sat across from Jesse, their usual window table at Daisy Dyke's Diner, just after 7 in the morning, neither one of them having slept. They were meeting the new mayor, Gary Armistead, at the station in an hour. Overture to the shit show, Jesse thought. Daisy was waiting on them. She already knew what had happened to Neil O'Hara, whom she said had eaten breakfast here almost every morning, including yesterday. Jesse asked what they had talked about. Daisy said Neil had wanted to know if she might be the last person in the state of Massachusetts calling herself a dyke. Daisy had informed them there still were dyke marches in various locations across the country every June.
"He told me he'd pay if I had one down Main Street," Daisy said. She shook her head.
"God damn, this is a kick in the nuts," Daisy said. Her hair was streaked with blue this spring. When Molly remarked on it, Daisy said she'd seen an old picture of Lady Gaga with blue hair and decided to go for it. What the hell? You were only gay once. She poured both of them more coffee.
"How's Sonny?" she said to Jesse now.
"In L.A., he said. But we decided to take a time out before she left.
"You think I didn't already know that, Putz?" she said.
When she walked away, Molly said, "Did you ask Kate if Neil owned a gun?"
"Right before I pulled away," Jesse said.
She said he hated guns, but that doesn't mean he couldn't have put his hands on one. She said anybody could these days.
"The steady's already ran the one we found," she said. "Not even a .44-73.
Proof of ownership.
"So it came from where most guns come from," Jesse said.
"Somewhere," Molly said.
Jesse drank coffee. "I can't see him doing this," he said.
"I knew him practically my whole life," Molly said. "Neither can I."
Jesse stared out the window.
"Something's bothering you," she said.
"A lot is bothering me," he said.
"Personal or professional?" she said.
"Professional," he said.
"That means you don't want to talk about Sonny," Molly said.
"Daisy took care of that."
"So she did," Molly said. "Putz."
"Seems to be the consensus," he said.
"So, what's the professional?" she said.
"Where were the footprints?" he said. "That's one thing. Other than mine, there were no footprints around that grave."
"It had rained earlier in the evening," Molly said. "Maybe he did it before it rained.
Or somebody just dumped him there and then brought something with him to cover his tracks. From the end of the dirt road and back," Jesse said. "Especially back, if he'd carried the body to the grave."
"A lot of work," Molly said.
"Not to make it look like he killed himself when he didn't," Jesse said.
"Anything else?" she said.
"It's probably nothing," Jesse said. "But Dev said the bullet ended up behind Neil's right eye. But the gun was in the dirt above his head, almost like somebody had just tossed it into the grave."
"Teach me, Sensei," she said.
"Somebody who shoots themselves has no control over where the gun ends up. They usually die instantly," Jesse said. "But Dev says the bullet was behind his right eye. I had a case once in L.A. We had to keep testing the gun to see if it could have landed in the position it did next to the body. And no matter how many times we tested it, we finally decided it couldn't have ended up where it did."
"You're gonna do that, aren't you?"
"Eventually."
"How long ago was that case in L.A.?" Molly said. "Just out of curiosity."
"Long," Jesse said. She grinned.
"You know what drinking didn't do with you? Kill brain cells."
"So far, so good."
"Probably no point in stressing on it until you get Dev's full report," she said.
"I've been stressing since I looked down into that grave and saw who it was," Jesse said. Now Molly was the one staring out the window, chin in hand. She never seemed to age. Jesse just assumed that Molly Crane would still have her looks and her marbles when she was 80.
"You worried about Michael?" Jesse said.
"Her husband. Last year, he had crewed for a hedge funder named Teddy Altman in the Trans-Pacific race. Now, he was with Altman in a new race across the Atlantic.
Michael Crane against the ocean, she said. My money would be on my cutie.
You've got that look, Jesse said. He grinned. The one where you're almost having a deep thought.
Very funny, she said.
She had been working up to something, but Jesse knew her well enough to know she'd get there when she was ready. Finally, she turned back to him and said,
Remember at the throw, when I said I thought I saw a ghost? Well, it wasn't just a figure of speech.
Jesse waited.
I thought I saw a crow, she said.